Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I may not know that. Except at the 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. How about that?
I want you to put that phrase into your vocabulary.
Don't even matter if you know Nant, as long as you know. The 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. It should really be the slogan for the show. They don't know Nant.
You got to hit a guess with that one. If you disagree, with what they say,
you don't know Nant.
That would be beautiful.
That's funny, man. You have Solana. You have the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha, Funky Buddha, the Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro. Here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right. I know I want some White Castle. I won't be able to get it unless I get the White Castle, the frozen stuff at the grocery store. But I can't do that. Talk about White Castle. You got to have White Castle. I've been thinking about it ever since Monday. All right, let's do
a road trip, man. Right
let's
on
do.
Up.
I'm in. You know I'm in. All right, let's do headlines here because I want to get to 15 minutes of heat. Danny Cannell this hour as well. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
All right, the Heat, they lost 127-113 yesterday. Luka Doncic, he's pretty good. Tim Hardaway Jr., he put on a show in the stadium where his father's jersey hangs in the rafters.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Heat here in a second when we do 15 minutes of Heat.
To be fair, must be noted, no Jimmy Butler yesterday. The Heat, they're off today. They're just one game now, one full game back of the Atlanta Hawks for the fifth seed. They currently sit in the sixth seed of the Eastern Conference. They'll play the Timberwolves Friday, 8 p.m. here in Miami.
And you'll be able to hear that game on 790. The Ticket, of course.
Yesterday, Los Marlins, they beat the Diamondbacks in game one of their three-game series, 9-3. Sandy Alcantara, he gets the dub. Today, our guy, Almohadas, Pillows, Pablo Lopez,
Pillows.
He gets the nod today. 6:40 p.m. start time versus Arizona from Lone Depot Park.
Lewis Brinson with a big three-run ding-dong last night. Let's go, Sweet Lou.
LB.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou. What else you got?
The Florida Panthers talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it all week. They're off until Saturday. They control their own destiny. They play the Lightning, I should say, Saturday night at the BB&T Center. Second to final regular season game. We're approaching the playoffs, boys.
Yep. You got two games left, Tampa both nights, Saturday and Monday, BB&T Center. And, of course, you'll hear both those games on 560 QAM. Tonight, by the way, at 6 o'clock on 560 QAM, Doug Plagans has a Panthers playoff preview. Two-hour special tonight, 6 p.m. on 560.
Finally, guys, when you see someone yawn, it makes you yawn. We're all familiar with that phenomena.
Sure.
A new study found the same thing happens with phones. If you see someone pick up their cell phone, there's over a 50% chance you'll pick yours up within 30 seconds.
Yep, totally agree with that. I've noticed that phenomenon before.
Wow.
I've noticed that phenomenon. Sit at a table, right? Go to a restaurant, sit at a table. Somebody picks up, looks at their phone. You instinctively do the same. Reflexively do the same.
I thought it was me being a little angry because you're not paying attention to me, so I'm not going to pay attention to you.
Now I think it's just a, yeah, I think it's just a, yeah, it's like a reflexive reaction. Wild. All right. Anything else, Solon? I got to get to 15 minutes of heat.
Oof. Sorry, you had to get that yawn out.
Cute.
Doesn't work over air, does it? It's a secret.
Not, and when it's a noticeably fake yawn. Like, we all know what a yawn sounds like. And wasn't exactly it. It sounded more like a missile was landing.
I was gonna say, it sounded like a bomb dropping.
Oh, I have to yawn for a second. All right. You have weather?
Your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. It was nice and sunny earlier today. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
Hey, can you play 15 minutes of heat here, Solana? Got something for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so tired.
There's people in their cars yawning right now. I know it.
We've talked about this. Speaking of phenomenon, we've talked about this today about, you know, Bam Adebayo. There's some bad games and the Bam haters come out and it's the same argument all the time. Max player. And so I read Ira Winderman's column in the Sun Sentinel today. Well, the Ask Ira column. You know, where you email Ira Winderman questions. And that's the first question, and it's the, you know, a talking point amongst all Heat fans after last night's game. But the question reads, since when has it ever become acceptable for a player like Bam Adebayo to be in the forefront of a team and on the verge of making max dollars to be as passive and lackadaisical as he's been? 11 points in 30 minutes of play without Jimmy Butler is unacceptable, and time in, time out, this kid has given a pass for leaving his teammates hanging. He will never be a max player, no matter how you and Eric Spoelstra and others make him out to be. I'm blaming Ira. I don't think Ira gave him the contract. I think Ira was just watching like the rest of us.
Ira's had a tough week. He'd been
I know. Everybody's yelling at him. It's really tough, man. So Ira responds, first, we all need to move off the term max player. Ultimately, it's nothing more than a contractual term. Getting the max often has to do as much with leverage than any metric computation. What Bam Adebayo is a max-level complementary player. I like that term by Ira there. And you need those two, he writes. Is he ever going to be a leading man? His lack of a go-to move makes that unlikely at the moment. But he is what you need alongside your max player in order to win, in the lineage of Chris Bosh and Kevin Garnett. No, not in any way putting him at that level of pedigree at the moment, but those players also needed max-level wing talent alongside in order to succeed at the highest level. Is that fair? Because I know everyone does this after a game like last night. Is it fair to say, hey, you know what? Max player, schmax player. He is a complementary max player. I think that's right. I think he's right on. Bam's never going to be 1A. He will always be 1B.
Oh, you're 100% correct. Yes. But put Bam on another team. Put Bam on the Lakers instead of Markieff Morris, whatever his name is, or DeAndre Jordan up in Brooklyn. Like, Bam would be a dog on all those teams. But when Jimmy's out, Bam becomes the number one. And I'm with Ira. Bam doesn't have enough skills. He's not off. His offense isn't good enough just to say, hey, move out the way, take over a game. The Heat are lacking that, period. Jimmy's the only one right now that can say, move out the way, I'm going to go get a bucket. Bam can't do that. That's not his game.
You cool with that, Solana? Max level complimentary player.
Yeah. He's a two on a championship roster, and that's fine, right?
And a two can make max money.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that I think people get confused about. I mean, think about the block that he had last playoff, the bubble playoffs. I mean, that's something that a guy like Bam gives you. It's insane, I think, to look at last night's game and go, oh, come on. If Jimmy's out, then Bam needs to become Jimmy Butler. Bam needs to become James Harden. Like, it's not who he is. And it doesn't make him less deserving of max money. I don't think.
No, Hawk. People go three deep.
Yeah.
We had three deep of max players with Bosh and Wade and LeBron. Like, you can go three deep with those max players. We saw it with Bosh and, Toronto. He could not win a championship by himself. He couldn't do it. And Bosh is a Hall of Famer. And now Bam, I don't want to put Bam and Bosh in the same boat, but we've seen it with players a number of times. AD in New Orleans, they didn't do anything. Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the league. By himself in New Orleans, they couldn't pinch anything in the playoffs, couldn't pinch playoff wins because they need more. They need more support. LeBron, everywhere he goes out and gets two All-Stars to play with him. So now Bam's supposed to do it by himself. When LeBron decides never to do it by himself, I think this is crazy, acting like he's not worth the money because he can't be a number one. There's right. only so many number ones in this league.
Right, and I think what people do, though, they go, oh, if you're getting a max contract, then you have to be Kevin Durant. And if you don't play like Kevin Durant, then you can't get a max contract. And that's silly, because as Ira writes, like, a lot of times it's just, you know, wherever you happen to be in terms of negotiating power, right? We saw it with Hassan Whiteside, you know? I mean, he was in the right place at the right time and got the max deal. Bam Adebayo is an excellent basketball player. He will never be your 1A. He's not going to be Kevin Durant. Does not make him not worthy of a max contract, and don't let games last night sway you.
That's the same crowd that was chanting Fire Spo at games,
right,
even when after the big three left and the Heat. You know, they went through a rough patch. Well, yeah, you lost the three best players arguably in the NBA, the greatest team in the NBA. You lost all three of those players within two seasons. Yeah, your team's not going to be as good. Eric Spoelstra proved that he can get the most out of a roster with limited talent. People are still chanting Fire Spo. It's the same people are going to be Bam Adebayo detractors.
I will tell you this, though, for anyone that's worried about last night's game, and the Heat stunk last night. If anybody's worried about last night's game, Friday they play Minnesota. That is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter game.
Don't do that.
And so trust me on this one, because I'm never wrong. Just wait till Friday, and we'll all be able to wash the taste out of our mouth of last night's defeat. All right.
Quickly on Ben. I would want to know, Bron, Steph, KD, Westbrook, even like a Devin Booker, a young star, they would love to play with Bam Adebayo.
Of course.
And that's where I would sit. Let's, you know, the email guy, okay, you have your opinion. Ask the All-Stars would they want Bam on their team. They would love to play with him.
No doubt.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour here on Hawkman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Tomorrow, a couple programming notes here. Tomorrow, because there is no Panthers or Heat game tonight, and there's no Panthers or Heat game tomorrow, Crowder and Solana and I have decided to do a special, do we call it a best of tomorrow? I mean, it's more of like some stuff that we want you to re-listen to. I don't know what to call it. Call it a best of.
Best of.
Best of. Tomorrow we're going to do a special show. You are going to love tomorrow's show. I'm already looking forward to tomorrow's show. Ross Tucker, remember when he was on for National Beer Day?
Oh,
this is one of the funnier
stories.
Interviews we've ever done. Yeah, the beer stories.
Love it.
Got some Solana moments ready to go. There was a time not too long ago when Alejandro Solana tried to make us believe he's never heard that 7 is a lucky number.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I love this guy so much. I mean, there is so much great stuff. Just this week, I want to replay just the part of John Clayton from this week. On Monday, John Clayton revealed to us that he only eats one meal a day. And I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by John Clayton all the time. So tomorrow, we're going to have a special Hockman and Crowder. I guarantee you, you're going to love the show tomorrow. You're going to love it. Speaking of programming notes, tonight, coming up at 6 o'clock, right after us here, 6 o'clock on 560 QAM, Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay are going to bring you the Florida Panthers playoff preview special. And they're a fun team, man. This Panthers team is a fun team. We had Anthony Duclair on the show with us yesterday. And as Solana's mentioned in the headlines every hour, you know, Panthers have two regular season games left, Saturday and Monday, BB&T Center against Tampa. And then it is playoff time. And so if you want to get into that Panthers swing of things, Doug Plagans tonight, 6 o'clock after us, and Billy Lindsay. They got the Florida Panthers playoff preview special. 2-hour special, by the way, Crowder. So
get excited. Sure, if you're not excited yet, and I don't know how you can't be excited about these damn cats. They playing. Yep. They pucking boy, as we've been saying.
They pucking boy. And then tonight on 790 The Ticket, you're going to get Ticket Rewind with Dan Day at 6 o'clock right after us. Very excited about tomorrow's show. Trying to figure out if I leave my house here about 6, 6:15, I get to Orlando, say 9, 9:30. Am I still going to be in the mood for sliders? My guess is yes. I'm so tempted just to drive to Orlando tonight to get a White Castle slider.
Back in your heyday, how far have you drove when a girl told you she's at the house by herself?
My day was so different, though, because there wasn't really cell phones. Like, you had to be at your house. They had to be at their house. So you were always within a short period of location. You know what I mean? Like, it was just different. You know what? I take that back. I flew from University of Miami back to Chicago for a weekend without telling my parents I was coming in, and I stayed at an airport hotel because a girl had pretty much let me know that she was down for it. Yes. And I what it cost me to get to the airport from UM and then fly and never tell my parents, I don't even know how I had the money to do this, and then stay, I mean, a ratty motel. And then fly back on Sunday and be back for school. Yeah, no, I've now that so, you say it, many, many miles.
That's 20-year-old Hawk. I think your priority has switched now from action to food.
Absolutely, so you're right.
I don't think in 3 hours you're going to lose the taste for the sliders. I think you'll be more excited.
I may be driving to Orlando tonight to get me a booty call. Booty meaning sliders.
Slider call.
Danny Cannell was excellent today, and we talked with Mike Vasquez. There's a huge backyard boxing BYB event coming up, BYB Extreme event coming up May 15th in Miami. That interview was excellent. I love the slap fighting stuff. I think that is so damn funny. And then Austin Fuller, the business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, told us all about the White Castle up there in Orlando. That was excellent. And you can get all that stuff on our podcast. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Mother's Day is around the corner. It is Wednesday night, and Mother's Day is Sunday. And I have been telling you for days, spoonfulofcomfort.com, a unique, special Mother's Day gift for your mom, your mother-in-law, your sister, your aunt, your grandma, whoever is getting a Mother's Day gift from you. It is not too late to go online to spoonfulofcomfort.com and get mom something that she's probably never gotten before. It is unique. It's different. They send soups and rolls and homemade cookies, and it's just different. It's so much better than the traditional flowers or whatever you're used to, you know, sending mom. Certainly don't do the gas station gift where you stop at a gas station and get something. Go online, go to spoonfulofcomfort.com. You can see their entire selection of Mother's Day gift baskets, and the website, super easy, spoonfulofcomfort.com. Just for my listeners, Spoonful of Comfort is offering you 10% off if you use the code RADIO10 when you're ordering. So this is a great gift for mom. You show her how much she means to you. Spoonfulofcomfort.com, or just go on Google and search Spoonful and it will pop right up. But man, we are Wednesday night. You are at DEFCON 1 if you haven't done your Mother's Day shopping yet. I would do it right now. Go to spoonfulofcomfort.com and use the code RADIO10. Get 10% off. All right, that is going to do it for us tonight. Go Marlins. And again, right after us on 560, Panthers playoff preview with Plagans and Billy Lindsay as well. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you a very special Hockman and Crowder best of tomorrow. We will speak with you mañana.
Y'all leave my Bam alone.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.